personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Refreshed and recharged, another afternoon Players Club. It is off the bye week. It is Halloween, and we're ready to bring you lots of treats. Maybe a few tricks as well. John Walters joins us coming up bottom of the hour. As Iowa State, for the 23rd time in the last 27 meetings, fell to K-State over the weekend. Also, we're going to be chatting all about the Bears Monday Night Football showdown with the Vikings tonight. And the Cubs, they prevail. They send the series back to Cleveland. Can they do something that hasn't been done in over 30 years? We chat about it next.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Chapman brings it. Swing and a miss. And there will be a game six. The Cubs win by a score of 3-2. Chapman strikes out Ramirez. A thunderous roar at Wrigley Field.
Coming to you live from Studio A and worldwide on the KGYM radio app. Here are your hosts, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp.
And your local programming continues. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. And 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. And the 52404, Ryder and Brommelkamp. It's close to midnight. Well, then our clock's off in the studio. Being led by Alex Kuhn. 319-366-1600. Also on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. We've got so much we've got to get into before 7 o'clock tonight. It is the final off day in Major League Baseball play. The next two nights, at least for the Cubs, they hope it's the next two nights. We were going to have baseball for you right here on KGYM. Game 6 tomorrow night, Game 7 to come on Wednesday. So much to dive into, including an opportunity for you to trick-or-treat with Ryder and Brommelkamp. Yeah, that's right. It's like a little bit of an adult trick-or-treat. We'll give you details coming up in a matter of moments, but a perfect time to welcome in my co-host, TB. Welcome back to Studio A. Healthy, and he brought a little bit of Cub merchandise with him as well. What's up, partner?
Yeah, I'm going to get as many miles out of this World Series Chicago Cubs hat as I can over the next 48 hours, at least until tomorrow night. But the series is headed back to Cleveland after a remarkable performance in Game 5 that had 41,000 people on their feet. You could hear the ovation at Wrigley Field over a mile away. That was last night. I was there Saturday night when it was really fun until the second inning. And then the air was let out of the balloon, and for the remainder of the night, people just sat in stunned silence as the Cubs wound up losing that game 7-2. Jason Kipnis had the big three-run homer, and at that point, there wasn't enough Tito's vodka in Wrigley Field for me at that point. We will talk Cubs and Indians World Series today. As Tyler mentioned, also John Walters coming up with us at the bottom of the hour. Another near miss for the Cyclones and a short week as Oklahoma comes to town on Thursday night. We'll get John's opinion on that. Cub fans, are you still optimistic about this team's chances of winning three games in a row? Hasn't been done, I believe, since you said 1985.
Correct.
The Royals did it, and the Royals only did that with the help of a certain Major League Baseball umpire. And I know there may be some Cardinals fans who are still listening, even though they've accused us of being the Cubs radio network the last week. The Cardinals fans listening, I will not name the umpire. I will not make any more references to it. But 1985, the last time that a team has won three games in a row to win the World Series. A team hasn't won the last two games on the road, I believe, to claim a World Series since the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates did it against the Baltimore Orioles. I have to double-check that. But needless to say, the odds are stacked against the Cubs. It's going to be Jake Arrieta and Josh Tomlin in Game 6, and then, if necessary, on Wednesday night, Kyle Hendricks would take on Corey Kluber, who was once again good. That I cannot begin to describe the atmosphere Saturday at Wrigley Field. It was just, I've never been anything a part of anything like it. I never will be again. When Anthony Rizzo had the base hit to bring Dexter Fowler around to give the Cubs a 1-0 lead on Saturday night, the place was just electric. And then John Lackey turned around and he gave the run up, and then things went downhill afterwards. And there was no party on the streets of Wrigleyville Saturday night after, as I was leaving Wrigley. But boy, on Sunday last night, holy cow, you could not move there. I talked to a couple people that were actually at the game last night, and they said last night was everything Saturday night could have been for me. But you probably don't want to hear about my trip to Chicago. It was boring. The Cubs lost the game. I had a great time. I was at the World Series, and I saw the Cubs in the World Series, and I saw it at Wrigley Field, and that was the experience of a lifetime. It really was, except for the fact that they didn't win the game. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services
text line.
The
question is, are your batteries recharged? Did you enjoy your bye week?
See, here's the deal with having what is essentially a newborn at home. There's no time to recharge the batteries. Because the minute that you walk in the door, you're back on dad duty again. So, no, my batteries will be recharged.
Plus on the duty side.
My batteries will be recharged sometime in 2034. I'm bad at math. 2030, roughly. Give me 18 years, and then maybe my battery will be recharged. Yes, go Cubs coming in on the text line. We are the Cubs Radio Network, according to many of the listeners here in the area. Not going to make any apologies for that. Hey, it's October 31st, and we're still talking about baseball. And speaking of October 31st, this is what we're doing today for you here. We have a special treat for you, the listener. You just need to find us. We're not the most easily located business in Cedar Rapids, but we are handing out candy to the kids if you bring them by.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the front lawn. You don't even really have to get out of the car all that much. We're steps away from the street, and we're not. We're in the studio. We're in the comfort of the studio, where it's warm and we don't need a coat or a jacket or anything. But we have a friend of the show who is out on the lawn of the station right now, and it just so happens that his name is Juan. But it's not spelled like you may think it's spelled. It's spelled W-O-N. So here at the APC today, we are celebrating Halloween on the lawn of the KGYM studios. And if you come by between 4 and 7 o'clock tonight, the kids are going to get some candy, and this being the APC, some of the candy in the giant jack-o'-lantern are Bitto Honeys, but there's good stuff in there too. But I had to throw in a package of Bitto Honey. And then for the adults, for mom and dad,
yeah,
we have some prizes, and you can draw a slip of paper out of the jar, and we've got t-shirts, pint glasses, we've got some gift cards to various area businesses. I'm going to give the address, and we'll periodically give it throughout the afternoon. It's 1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Juan is on the lawn. He's open for business, and I believe we're going to check in with Juan
now. I want to know if we have him. Juan, are you there, and how's business so far? Juan, you're going to have to turn your microphone up, brother. We're going to have to send Alex out there to teach him how to work the microphone. I can hear him, but I can hear him very faintly.
Yeah, well, Alex can get on that. Alex, yeah. go grab me a Bitto Honey while you're out there.
There are two buttons. There's one that he has to turn up, and there's one he's got to hold the microphone close.
Before they're all gone, grab me a Bitto Honey. As the text line lights up now, 319-366-1600. People planning on stopping by. Again, 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Candy for the kids and treats for the adults.
4:15. It was Aroldis Chapman coming in and striking out four over 2 2/3 innings. John Lester did his part, and now the Cubs if they can get another performance out of Jake Arrieta like they did in Game 2, we could be set up for a dramatic winner-take-home Game 7 at Progressive Field. A lot of people starting to share memes. A lot of people starting to remind folks that the last time two ties occurred in the same season in the National Football League, you have Seattle, Arizona last week, and then yesterday in London, you had Washington and Cincinnati finishing with a tie. The last time two ties occurred in the same year, 1997, when the Cleveland Indians lost in Game 7 of the World Series.
And we're going to get into the NFL again. Hour number three will get you ready for Monday Night Football at Soldier Field between the Bears and the Vikings. The Bears are the happiest sports team on the face of the planet, especially in the city of Chicago right now, because nobody in Chicago is talking about how absolutely dysfunctional that organization is. Everything is, it's Cubs, Cubs, Cubs in the Windy City. Our good friend Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago had a report over the weekend. John Fox is very much on the hot seat beyond 2016. There's an outside consulting firm that's coming in that's going to take a look at the organization from top to bottom. The coaching staff isn't on the same page as the front office. The Bears are a mess right now as they head into Monday Night Football to take on the Vikings. We'll have that game for you, by the way, after the APC is over tonight. So Bears talk on the way in hour number three. Have we established a connection with Juan?
I'm going to hit reset when we...
We're going to get to Juan
radio
shortly.
Magic.
I want to know if anybody has, A, found us yet at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Again, we're not the easiest place to find, but we've got plenty of candy, and we've got some great prizes.
Kids get candy, adults get prizes from KGYM.
And you know what? I guess if you're an adult...
When was the last time an adult got to cash in on Halloween?
If you're an adult and you want to reach in and pluck out a bit of honey... I don't think Juan is going to necessarily be upset about that. Our friend, he's not out there alone, by the way. We would never put him out there alone. So Wingman is out there with him.
You know who else is out there?
And Floyd of Rosedale.
Mini Floyd.
Miniature Floyd of Rosedale, Wingman and Juan. Wingman and Juan, by the way, is the show that's going to eventually replace us when we're taken off the air. Wingman doesn't have very much to say, so it'll just pretty much be Juan at that point. It's Halloween.
Dude, you don't know.
I'm in a little bit of a sugar coma right now. We had Desco trading here in the office earlier today, so I've got all the goodies. Our friend Jenny Valier from Z102.9, every year she makes worms and dirt, right? The pudding cups with the crushed up Oreos on it and a couple gummy worms.
That's
always a favorite. Always a favorite. We don't have any of that. Don't get your hopes up. Don't yell at Juan because there's no pudding on the front. No. That was for us inside the building, but we do have a wonderful assortment of candy, which was replenished at the last minute because we went to lunch, and here's what happens in the studio, in the offices here. When it's Desco treating day, you put the treats on your desk, and people come around at their leisure, and they take the treats. We went to lunch this afternoon, and we had the giant jack-o'-lantern, which was filled to the brim with candy. And when we came back from lunch, roughly three-quarters of the candy was gone. And everybody that we worked with thought that the candy we had purchased for the listeners was for
them,
for Desco treating. So we had to make a last-minute run about an hour before we hit the air to replenish some of the candy. So to all of our coworkers who tried to spoil Halloween or Halloween,
yes,
for our listeners, to all of our coworkers here in the building, shame on you. I hope you enjoyed your ill-gotten candy that was not for your consumption. But if you're out there driving around, bring the kids by the studio tonight. We're going to have Juan keep track of the costumes that the children are wearing. We're going to find out what the most popular costume is as the kids come by the KGYM studios tonight on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. This is not a put-on. This is the real deal. We've got the candy. We've got the prizes for the adults. And we've got John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, coming up in about 12 minutes at the bottom of the hour.
20 minutes after the hour at 4 o'clock, we'll come back. We'll squeeze a big board in. We're going to check in with Juan. It's officially underway. Halloween edition of the Afternoon Players Club, your Eastern Iowa ESPN Radio.
Darrell Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. We're making some fantastic deals on our new Toyotas this month. And here's Tess with some lease and finance specials that can make your deal even better.
Thanks, Darrell. Right now, you can lease your 2017 Camry for only $197 a month. Or drive home a Camry with $2,500 cash back. That's right. That's $2,500 cash back on your new 2017 Camry. Also, there's a chill in the air, and we all know winter's on the way. So you may want to be ready and grab one of the remaining 2016 all-wheel drive RAV4s or a new 2016 Highlander. Right now, only through October 31st, you can finance either one of these awesome SUVs at 0% for up to 5 full years. Down payment requirements will vary and qualifying credit is required, so check with one of our sales associates for details.
Come take advantage of a fantastic deal before these specials end at the place so many Eastern Iowans choose, Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Journeyman Plumbers, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing wants to meet you Saturday between 11 and 2 during their job fair. This is the Jim Scott Unash. I'll be there broadcasting live. You can grab some lunch and meet the Benjamin Franklin Plumbing team. They're offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus, and you can register for prizes, including a Yeti cooler, U.S. Cellular LG pad, a $200 Harbor Freight Tools gift card, or tickets to the Indianapolis 500. See you Saturday during the job fair at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, 5801 16th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
It had to go back to Cleveland. I mean, if the Cubs couldn't win the World Series at Wrigley, it had to go back to Ohio. As great as this postseason has been, as perfect as the storylines we've been given are, it couldn't end with one of these teams breaking its historic drought in front of the other team's fans on the other team's field. No, what I would consider the greatest baseball postseason of my lifetime has to end with a drought ending in front of the home fans. Sure, the story would have been beautiful if the Cubs would have ended their 108-year run without a title at Wrigley, but they can't. So let's have the Tribe end their 68-year run in their ballpark in front of their fans. I know, we outsiders shouldn't feel sorry for Clevelanders anymore. They have LeBron back, and he just brought him a title 4.5 months ago. But hey, they still have to deal with the Browns. Give me a Game 7 Wednesday night. Baseball has all the spotlight. Corey Kluber's third start of the series. He could start and win three games in a single World Series to end a 68-year drought. The last time anybody started and won three World Series games the same year, Detroit's Mickey Lolick in 1968. In 60 seconds, triple-double history.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike back and better than ever.
And you know why we're better than ever?
Because we're giving away a chance to join us at the national championship game.
Not just a chance, Greeny, many chances, because for the first time ever, we're picking a winner every single day.
Thanks to our friends at AutoZone, you'll have a daily chance to join us in Tampa Bay. Just be tuned in every weekday for your chance to win the Mike and Mike on the Road to the College Football Playoff Sweepstakes presented by AutoZone.
Visit mikesroadtothecfp.com for official rules.
He's a man who's conquered many mountains, if you count the ones on the side of his beer can.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains?
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYN.
Todd, do you know how to do the monster mash?
I don't. But I think we know somebody who does know how to do the monster mash.
I'm actually stumped, too.
Our producer, Alex Kuhn. He's the one with all the dance moves.
Yes.
Here on the APC.
Off the nay-nay and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do we have... When are we going to go to Juan on the front lawn?
Well, I was told that we actually have one right now.
Okay.
Hey, Juan, do us a favor. If you can hear us right now, man, tell us about the traffic that's out front of the KGYM studios and cut that radio down a little bit. But good afternoon, man.
All right. Well, so far, there's no one here.
Yep.
And every minute that passes by where no one's coming by, I'm just going to keep reaching into the candy pot. And so if you want to save me from having a sugar coma before the end of the night, please come by and take this candy away from me. I can't stop reaching into this.
So just to recap here, we've been on the air for 25 minutes, and nobody has come by for candy or adult treats. Okay, well, this is going about as well as we thought it would. Again, the address is 1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Candy for the kids. Prizes for the adults. And you know, I think Halloween trick-or-treating in Cedar Rapids, doesn't it? It starts at 5, right? So technically, this is pre-gaming. This is happy hour. We're getting ready for Halloween. So
Hell, you know what?
Traffic isn't exactly going to be heavy during the 4 o'clock hour, but I expect business to pick up for Juan on the front lawn of the KGYM studios. Hallow Juan on the APC. What we're calling it. We call this a Big Board Update. It's brought to you by Midwest One Bank.
Don't forget the bit of honey.
And you can find Midwest One Bank all across the corridor. They're headquartered in Iowa City. The Chicago Cubs won 3-2 last night at Wrigley Field behind the pitching of John Lester and an 8-out save from Aroldis Chapman to force Game 6 of the World Series. It'll come your way on KGYM, courtesy of ESPN Radio, tomorrow night. Game 7, if necessary, will also be played at Progressive Field on Wednesday. Jake Arrieta and Josh Tomlin, the pitching matchup expected tomorrow, with Corey Kluber and Kyle Hendricks waiting in the wing if there's a deciding Game 7. The Iowa State Cyclones are ready for a short turnaround Thursday night as they host Oklahoma at Jack Trice Stadium. Thursday night's matchup begins at 6:30. It airs on ESPN, but of course we want you to listen to it right here on KGYM. Speaking of the Cyclones, their men's basketball team debuted at number 24 in the first AP Top 25 basketball poll of the year. It's the Cyclones' 57th AP poll appearance consecutively. And Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell's been named a semifinalist for the 2016 Dick Butkus Award. That was announced today. It goes to the nation's best linebacker. The 6'2", 230-pound Jewell has started every game for the Hawkeyes. He's second in the Big Ten with 77 tackles. Iowa was off last week. They're getting ready for a trip to Happy Valley to take on Penn State this week. But the Big Ten West in a little bit of turmoil right now after the events of this weekend. Very much a toss-up. You got Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, all in the mix. It's going to be a very, very interesting month of November as we turn the page tonight. In a couple hours, it's going to be November. Hard to believe. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line, where we're hearing from a lot of you out there looking forward to tomorrow's World Series game against with the Cubs and the Indians. Not so much tonight's Monday night football game between the Bears and the Vikings, but we're going to get into that coming up in hour number three.
You said you were supposed to bring a bit of honey from outside. What's going on out there?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned bit of honey, because Dan and his dog Daisy were the first people and dog to stop by.
Dan and Daisy.
Dan and Daisy.
That's also the show that's going to replace us when they take us off the air.
Well, Dan.
Yeah, that day's coming, by the way. I hope you all are braced for this. You guys.
Positive thoughts.
So you're trying to say we already have people.
Now, was Dan an actual listener, or Dan just was out walking his dog and he goes, what's this?
No, Dan was like, I heard you on the radio. Hold up. Stopped. He won a t-shirt and took a bit of honey. He's like, I don't want any of this good candy. Give me the bit of honey.
Did Daisy get a bit of honey?
What
happened to the dog treats?
Do you really want me to be honest with you?
Did Murphy get into them?
No, not that. When I stopped to get the dog treats today,
you didn't have enough money.
No, all they had was the big, huge bones
made in Mexico.
And I was just kind of like, I didn't know what they were. The giant, like,
dude, I was just at Costco yesterday. I could have picked up a 250 industrial sized thing of. You just should have sent me a text.
Well, here's the thing.
Juan's also dog bones.
Juan's also outside dressed as a cat, so I can't.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into the whole cat thing with Juan, but stop on by. So Dan and Daisy were our first, we'll call them customers. It's like a lemonade stand out there. and the Bitto Honey. Very popular. I'm buying all the candy, and we're getting the good stuff, and then I saw the bag there, and I go, we can't do anything Halloween-related on the APC without Bitto Honey.
Correct.
Which, by the way, the check is in the mail, right, from the Bitto Honey folks? Oh, I'm not quite sure who makes Bitto Honey, but if you let them know that we're pushing their wares here in Cedar Rapids in eastern Iowa, I'm sure they would love to hear that.
Bob and Amanda says it'd be nice to hear about Monty Jones every once in a while at 4:30.
Hey, Bob, come on. 4007 says he's on his way home from work. He's going to get the kids and will be stopping by later.
Awesome. So maybe you just now tuned in to a Monday APC Halloween edition. Ooh. We were told that we couldn't give out free booze, so which is not beer. It's just simply us telling
you. Oh, we were told
boo.
A lot of things.
Boo.
In fairness, we're told a lot of things in the building. And we choose which things that we actually abide by.
I'm usually the co-host who asks for forgiveness before permission, and then usually my co-host is like, I really need you not to get fired, so it's a quick reminder. So what we're doing today...
I'm towing up to scorched earth lately, though.
What we're doing today is a little thing we like to call Halloween. And in the yard, the lawn of the KGYM studios. Todd, the address, please.
1110... 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. It is not exactly a highly trafficked area.
You got a zip code for that? Get a zip code for that address?
Is it? Now, the business card says 52402, but
404.
It's 404, right?
Live from the 52404.
Well, I understand that, but the business card has a different zip code.
Oh, well, then maybe they gave you joke business cards. Stop by, kids, giant jack-o'-lantern full of candy for you. You can get started the right way. And then dads, for you, moms, for you stopping by, you can reach into a random draw pouch and an opportunity to go home with maybe even movie tickets, maybe even pancakes, maybe even a t-shirt and a pint glass you can add to the collection in the kitchen. We are giving treats for the adults as well.
Ryan asking on the text line, do they have to be my kids? The Cedar Rapids Police Department would probably like for you to have your own children with you. But
Ryan, why don't you just come by yourself? We're saying that if you want to stop by adults, you can. If you
do
have your
not
kids.
Kidnap any children to bring them by. We will not be a part of this. We're not going to be an accessory. Bring your own kids. And if you don't have kids, just come on by yourself. We're here until 7 o'clock tonight from the warmth and comfort of the KGYM studios.
All right.
Juan is freezing his rear end off on the lawn.
So let's do this. Let's head to the reset. We'll bring John Walters in. We'll check in with Juan before the top of the hour. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. And 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Being led by Alex Kuhn, rider in Brommelkamp.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike back and better than ever.
And you know why we're better than ever?
Because we're giving away a chance to join us at the national championship game.
Not just a chance, Greeny, many chances, because for the first time ever, we're picking a winner every single day.
Thanks to our friends at AutoZone, you'll have a daily chance to join us in Tampa Bay. Just be tuned in every weekday for your chance to win the Mike and Mike on the Road to the College Football Playoff sweepstakes presented by AutoZone.
Visit mikesroadtothecfp.com for official rules.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are on a spiritual journey towards savings. Your mind is drifting into uncharted territory as you use the Name Your Price tool to find policy options that fit your budget. Options that fit perfectly, like football pants or the unitard thingies wrestlers wear.
Experience inner peace with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of six or less. Other restrictions apply. See a participating location for details.
4,000 ASE certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Be prepared for winter, spring, summer, and fall with the Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Right now, 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 1st through November 30th. Sale price reflected at point of sale. Select sizes while supplies last. In-store installation required. Not to be combined with any other offer on same product. No cash value offer void or prohibited. See store or drivefirestone.com for full details.
He doesn't look at the glass half full or half empty. He just sees that there's more room for whiskey.
He doesn't want to drink.
He does.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You
Todd Brommelkamp and the APC on KGYM.
4:35. So we welcome you back. Coon, I thought we were going to have scary Halloween music every time we came back on Halloween. I thought we agreed that we were going to do Halloween. I don't care. Give me any Halloween music.
Well, I thought we agreed to do a lot of things today.
There we go.
Apparently that's changing on the fly here at the KGYM studios. 1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Stop
on
by.
I know this song. Oh, Night Before Christmas.
Get yourself some candy for the kids. Some prizes for you.
What was the very first costume that you dressed up in? Do you remember?
I was
Donatello.
I think the oldest picture that I have of me from Halloween would have been, I'm 5 or 6, I was He-Man.
Nice.
I think. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that I wasn't dressed up as something else earlier than that, but that was the old... Children of the 80s, you'll know, I'm speaking to you, and the 70s as well. That was back when the Halloween costumes were those plastic, like, garbage bags.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like you were putting on a piece of really thick plastic, and then the mask was the hard plastic where, if you were lucky, the area around the lips would not be sharp enough to actually cut your lips when you tried to talk. Trunk or treat. Yeah. That type of He-Man, where the holes for the eyes, and again, you hope that it didn't cut your retinas.
I'm going to put our next guest on the spot.
Your
I'm going to see if he can remember, as John Walters joins us, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. John, first and foremost, happy Halloween, and I want you to try to reach back into the cranium, and I want you to, can you share your first Halloween memory? Do you actually remember what you dressed up as? Can you share any of that with us?
My first Halloween memory was being born on that day in 1962. So, let's see, after that, first outfit, man, I know I went as a baseball player a lot, and nothing too crazy, nothing that would entertain your audience, I don't think.
John, is this where, John, do we follow up by saying happy birthday?
You do.
That was a very subtle reminder that it's John's birthday today. He, of course, is
Coon, October 31st, send something to John next year.
He is joined, brought to you, I should say, by Craig Adamson at True Wealth Stewardship, and another tough one for the Cyclones last weekend, and now... a short turnaround and a top 25 team coming to Jack Trice Stadium on Thursday night.
Yeah, no time to really lick your wounds. You got to get right back after it. And a very talented Oklahoma team at the top of the Big 12 Conference right now coming in and looking for a conference championship. You know, they had the challenge in the early schedule of facing Houston at Houston and also facing Ohio State, and they lost those two football games, and I think a lot of people wrote them off after that, but you know, if they had scheduled like Baylor or some of the other teams in the league, they'd be sitting there undefeated right now, and they would be every bit in the conversation for the playoff. And you know, you take on a non-conference schedule like that, you take a big risk, and unfortunately for them, it didn't pay off, but that's... that's the way teams are expected to schedule now if they want to be a part of the playoff. And they did it, and then they rolled the dice, and it backfired on them. But they're still a very talented football team with a big three combination, I think, as good as anybody in college football. When you talk about D.D. Westbrook at wide receiver, Joe Mixon at running back, and Baker Mayfield at quarterback, I don't think there's been a threesome that's been any more productive than that group.
John, what is it about K-State? I mean, it's their 23rd victory since 1990. It just seems Iowa State can't solve really the Rubik's Cube that is the Wildcats or Bill Snyder.
No, that's right. And it's, last year was one that you just can't explain. I mean, that one, it just absolutely was the craziest game I've ever been a part of. But I think for the most part, through the years, I would just credit them for out-executing Iowa State, and finding a way to not make mistakes, win the turnover battle, do the little things that separate what it seems like has been two pretty evenly matched teams through a lot of those games. I mean, Here's another example of a game between those two teams that was decided by less than a touchdown that had Iowa State with an opportunity late in the game. But, that's been the case really throughout the series, and there haven't been a lot of lopsided scores. But, that's Bill Snyder football. They're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to beat them. And Iowa State too often has found a way to beat themselves with mistakes, and that's something you just can't afford to do against Kansas State. And so the result is another loss, another game where Iowa State did some things very well, but also did some things poorly. And hopefully they can learn from that and get a few of those things straightened out before Oklahoma comes to town.
On the 1 yard line, first down, an opportunity to pull within seven, and you can't convert. Was that really the back breaking moment for this contest? They always say you got to find a way to bend and not break, but after the overthrow, trying to find Montgomery in the end zone, it just kind of seemed right there that perhaps maybe all the wind was out of the sails for Iowa State that afternoon.
Yeah, that was definitely one that hurt a lot. They still battled back and got it to within five and almost recovered an onside kick that would have given them an opportunity there at the end. So I think they kept battling. I don't think it took all the wind out of their sails, but it did certainly set them back. And, anytime you're down there, you expect to score, and Iowa State has been one of the most successful red zone teams in the country all season. They, in fact, before that possession, they were ranked fifth in the nation in red zone success. And so, unfortunately, in that case, they didn't get it done, and I think they called the perfect play on fourth down. I don't know that you could draw one up any better than what they had, but for some reason, the ball kind of slipped out of Jacob Park's hands, and he couldn't complete the throw to David Montgomery, who was only 7 or 8 yards away from him. I mean, it was a pass that I think he would complete 100 times out of 100 normally, but this is the one occasion where it didn't happen, and he could have run it in too. So tough to not convert in that situation, but can't fault the play call in that situation. I think they called a perfect play and just didn't execute it.
We mentioned it's a short week for the Cyclones. Normally they wouldn't practice today. They did have a full practice, and listening to Matt Campbell and reading between the lines, doesn't sound like they're going to try to do too many complicated things Thursday against Oklahoma. It's almost trying to go back to the basics on such a short turnaround.
Yeah, I don't think you can get too crazy against them anyway, because they have so many players that are capable of, maybe getting out of position on a trick play, but then recovering in time to still make a play, that it's hard to trick them. And it's I think you have to do certain things really well. You have to run the football well, and you have to take care of it. You can't turn it over a bunch. If you make it easy for them, then you're in trouble. But they are really explosive offensively, as they have proven in recent weeks. They were kind of struggling offensively early in the season. Mayfield wasn't really playing at the level that he is right now, but I think in recent weeks they have kind of found their mojo, if you will. And there aren't many places where Samaje Perine would be a backup to anybody, but Mixon has been so good that they have to play him. And as I mentioned, Westbrook is putting up numbers unlike just about anybody. So they're extremely talented offensively. They've got a lot of guys that coaches call erasers, where they can maybe get out of position for a moment, but they've got a guy athletic enough to erase that mistake and have it not show up as a mistake and have it show up as a positive play for them. They've got a lot of players like that. And so Iowa State's going to have to really be smart with the game plan and take care of the football and try not to make mistakes and get out to an early lead and get the crowd behind them and see if they can ride that for a while.
Before we transition and talk a little basketball with you, I do want to get your thoughts on the announcement last week that the Big 12 isn't going to go the division route. It's just going to be the two best teams year in and year out that meet in the Big 12 championship game. I think that was a no-brainer for Bob Bowlesby and company.
Well, I was not sure what they would end up doing there. I wasn't opposed to the idea of divisions, and I kind of liked the thought from an Iowa State perspective of divisions, because now you're only trying to defeat four other teams to get to the top of your division and have a chance to play in that championship game, as opposed to having to finish ahead of eight other teams to be a part of it. But from a conference perspective, wanting, the all-important, quote-unquote, 13th data point, which seems to be the catchphrase of this this era of college football, the 13th data point. Well, that's something they needed to create, and they need to make it as powerful a 13th data point as they possibly could. And I don't know how you can do it better than putting your top two teams out there. You know, it's a conference where you're going to play everybody. You're not going to have a 5 or 6 year gap where you're not playing the best team in the conference. And then you're going to, on top of that, if to get to the championship, you're going to have to beat that best team or second best team a second time. And so I think that the team that does come out of all that will be a strong representative of the Big 12 and hopefully be positioned strongly to make it to the playoff.
John, I'm taking a peek at the first of the year, the AP Top 25 in college basketball. I expected Kansas and maybe even West Virginia to be ahead of Iowa State, who comes in at 24th. But Texas at 21. Has Shaka Smart already flipped this program into a top 20 talent, even in his second year in Austin?
I think a lot of, the thing about a preseason poll is it's projection. You know, it's, you don't have much to base it on other than, you know, how did that team look a year ago? How did that program look? Are they headed the right direction? And then, okay, what do they have coming in? And he did put together an outstanding recruiting class led by Jared Allen that's expected to make an immediate impact. But I am a little bit surprised by that just because I think veteran guards are a much better indicator of how you're going to be than the wild card of true freshmen. And no matter how good your freshmen are, I think there's an experience factor that comes into play, especially at this level. And so I think with Iowa State, I like where they are with their veteran guards and some decent players up front, and even their front line guys are veteran guys. You know, Merle Holden and Daryl Bowie are transfers, fifth-year guys that have a ton of experience and don't have to try to score 20 points a game. And so I like where Iowa State is. I think that's about right. To have them 24th in the country going into the season is probably about right. And I feel really, really good about this team. Veteran guards with leadership and ability to make plays for others create some things. Now, are they going to be able to guard? Are they going to be able to keep teams from getting a lot of points in the paint without a lot of size? Will they miss Jameel McKay, the shot blocker? You know, I mean, those, there's still questions. It's not like there's some finished product, but they're going to be able to score. They're going to really be able to shoot the basketball. And I think, guys, it'll remind me a little bit of that Missouri team several years ago that had Pressey as the point guard and really played four guards and Damari Carroll. And it was all penetrate and kick, and really shoot that three well. And they were a really tough team to defend that won 30-something games in the regular season and lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament, but had a great, great season. And I think this team will resemble that team in a lot of ways because Monte Morris is such a special talent at point guard.
John, any tricks or treats planned for visitors to the call-in show tonight?
Yeah, we got a different show tonight because of the short football week. We're not going to have Matt Campbell on. There's just, as you mentioned, a full practice today, and they just can't pull it off this week. So Jamie Pollard is going to join us in the first half hour of the program, as he always does, whenever he can. And then the last hour of the program, representing football, we'll have Mitchell Moore and Derek Hudger, and they are the assistant directors of scouting. Last year we had John Kuzieski and Mitchell Moore on, and it was a fun show. They talked a lot about kind of their philosophy on going after players and what they're looking for in recruiting and things like that without getting too specific about individuals. So these guys will address some of those things. Mitchell also is in charge of relations with the high school coaches in the state of Iowa. So we'll cover a lot of topics with those two guys, but it'll be a fun show. And then next week we'll get back to having Coach Campbell on there.
Well, what are you guys giving out at your house tonight? So if we stop by the John Walters house.
No, see, the Beggar's Night in Ankeny is the night before. And so it was last night. You already missed the boat.
Mm.
But we had Snickers, we had Reese's, we had Kit Kats, and thankfully there's still some Snickers and Reese's left because I'm going to be all over that.
All right, John, we appreciate it as always, and we look forward to what should be an interesting game Thursday night at Jack Trice Stadium. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
John, brought to you every week by Craig Adamson at True Wealth Stewardship. And we always enjoy listening to John break down the previous week's game. And short turnaround for a top 25 team in Oklahoma, one that has been rolling and rolling up the points lately, so to speak. Bob Stoops bringing the Sooners to town Thursday night. We will have that game for you here on the Cyclone Radio Network on 1600 AM. We have an update from our producer, Alex Kuhn. Alex says we are up to 5 visitors already today. It's still like 10 minutes before trick-or-treating officially begins, so I'm not going to...
Make it 7.
This is okay, 7. Wow.
Almost, hey, Juan. Hello,
almost
hello
up
listeners.
To double digits. And I'm not going to let this be a blow to either one of our egos in this show that there are 7 people that have stopped by to get candy. Now, maybe if it's 7 o'clock and we're off the air and we look in the tub of candy and there's still a bunch in there, maybe at that point. But we've now relocated Juan so that he is a little bit closer to our window here. So if you're driving by, can you still see Juan from the street, Alex? You can still see Juan from the street as you drive by. Again, the address, 1110 26th Avenue Southwest here in Cedar Rapids. Juan is on the studio for Hello Juan. Stop by, get some candy. Candy for the kids, prizes for the adults. You've got some KGYM pint glasses, T-shirts. There's some gift certificates to various businesses around town in the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area.
Juan is now dancing behind the KGYM table.
Juan is trying to stay warm. Do we need to run Juan a coat or something?
He has a sweater. He's hanging it on the back of his chair. Juan, you can zip that up, dude.
Yeah, he's very proud of the cat. He's putting it on right now. Okay, yeah. I was very concerned about his health and welfare out there with the... I thought it was supposed to be in the 70s for trick-or-treating.
All I was told over the weekend
was weather's going to be
gorgeous.
Great. Weather's going to be great. So who goes to Costco last night and buys more candy because he's worried about having an all-time record number of kids coming to the front door?
Right.
I got candy out the wazoo at home, and now it's a little chilly and overcast.
You want to check in with him next?
We'll come back, and we will see if Juan has any good stories, what type of costumes we've seen so far here at the KGYM studios. And remember, we're going to be doing this until 7 o'clock tonight. So if you're on the southwest side trick-or-treating, swing the kids by in the minivan and load up on goodies here at the KGYM studio.
4:52, we'll come back, we'll big board, we check in with Juan, and we head towards a Big Ten edition of the Monday Breakdown in hour number 2, right here in Brommel Camp, KGYM.
Ice cold Dr. Pepper and college football go way back. They belong together like crazy upsets and stadium flyovers, t-shirt guns and slow-mo cams, Wildcats and flea flickers. Having a college football gathering without Dr. Pepper is like having a whiteout game without shirts. Basically, we wouldn't recommend it. So next time you have a tailgate, home gate, or whatever else kind of gate, grab some ice-cold Dr. Pepper to make your college football party one of a kind. Dr. Pepper, it's a college football tradition. Available at Walmart.
Hi, this is Craig Adamson. I know my fellow Cyclone fans are listening because you keep saying, Craig, don't quit your day job. So what is my day job? I'm Eastern Iowa's retirement expert. Whether it's IRAs or Roth IRAs or even 401ks, I can help you create a customized retirement income that's right for your lifestyle. Visit TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Craig Adamson offers securities and financial planning through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Fight for Iowa State, and may her colors ever fly.
The one thing you wish you could have is more hair. Now, Ageless Appeal Med Spa in Cedar Rapids can make it happen with PRP Hair Restoration. This new treatment at Ageless Appeal Med Spa is really taking off with guys throughout the corridor because it's easy, it's natural, there's no surgery, and it shows hair regrowth up to 40%. PRP Hair Restoration could be just what you've been wishing for. Find out. Schedule a free confidential consultation at agelessappealmedspa.com. agelessappealmedspa.com.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider fumbling the ball?
Ooh.
It's time for help from the bench.
I know.
Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the team from Future Systems today at 1-800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
He's the nothing good that happens after 2 a.m.
Just go to sleep already.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
Yeah, I see you nodding your head over there.
I love Warren Zevon. Big Warren Zevon fan.
455.
It is a Monday edition of the APC, a Halloween edition of the APC. Monday is brought to you by Jungi Center Point, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Ford. Jungi Center Point, you're just 15 minutes away from a better deal, and we will be checking in with Juan on the KGYM lawn shortly.
I just want to hear the howl. Sorry, I'm a big fan of this song.
No, look, Warren Zevon, God rest his soul, a tremendous, tremendous musician. As we slide from Warren Zevon into Pennant Fever from the movie Major League, it's time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Chicago Cubs won 3-2 behind the pitching of John Lester and an 8-out save from Aroldis Chapman last night at Wrigley Field in the final game of the year in Chicago to force at least one more contest in this year's World Series. Game 6 comes your way on ESPN Radio. We will have it for you tomorrow night right here on KGYM as Jake Arrieta, the 2015 NL Cy Young Award winner, toes the rubber for the Cubs. He'll be opposed by Josh Tomlin. Iowa State is ready for a short turnaround this Thursday night as they welcome the Oklahoma Sooners to town. Bob Stoops bringing his top 25-ranked OU squad to Jack Trice Stadium. We'll have it for you at 6:30. That's the kickoff time Thursday night. Pregame, of course, gets underway much earlier. We'll have details available for you on our website, kgymradio.com. From Cyclone football to Cyclone basketball, Iowa State debuts at number 24 in the first Associated Press Top 25 basketball poll of the year. That's 57 straight polls that the ISU men's basketball team has been ranked in. Also, Josie Jewell today named a semifinalist for the Butkus Award. Do we have Juan on we've relocated Juan, and this is going to be a little bit of a test here to see if we still have our connection with Juan. We've moved him closer to the window here so that we can see the people walking up.
We'd like to give the listeners an opportunity to see behind the curtain.
And, yes, as somebody on the text line who has been here today said, having been to your studio now, I can see why you have problems with people publicly urinating outside your window. It actually was not a woman who was urinating. She was doing something else. But with the kids in the car for Halloween, we won't get into that. We have reestablished a connection with Juan. Juan, what is our trick-or-treating count up to?
So far we've gotten 5 people, 4 adults and 1 kid. I did the math wrong. It's 5 adults and 1 kid. And the reason why I was dancing earlier wasn't because I was cold. It's because I was happy people are finally coming by. It gets lonely out here, you know.
Yeah, Juan, I got to be honest with you. What would you rather be doing on a Halloween night than working with us here at the KGYM Studios?
Not talk to you, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very difficult here. That's what we call a trick.
No. He had to cut the mic off because there's cars pulling up, Todd.
It's trick or treat here at KGYM.
Let Juan get back to work. We'll let him start handing out more candy. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the KGYM studios.
Alex is looking in the window here. This is going about as well as I expected it to. 1110 26th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The next time that we check in with Juan, hopefully we'll have a little bit longer connection and we can ask Juan about the costumes that all of the kids are wearing as they stop by. One of them.
107.5 one FM, kid. The North Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. And 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. We have a lot more to get to before 7 o'clock this evening during Halloween. Ryder and Brommel Camp, KGYM.
You know that winning on the football field means giving 110%.
Just like winning on the field of business travel, La Quinta Inns and Suites totally gets that.
So make it a part of your game plan to book direct at LQ.com for La Quinta's lowest price guarantee.
Then next time you hit the road for business, don't let the road hit back.
Score a great night's rest knowing you got La Quinta's best price.
So you can wake up, suit up, and go make that deal 110% better.
Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Patriots trade linebacker Jamie Collins to the Cleveland Browns. In return, New England will get a conditional draft pick. ESPN has learned it'll be either a third or fourth round pick. Collins will be a free agent at the end of this season. Titans wideout Andre Johnson retires today. He leaves the game 10th on the all-time receiving yards list and 9th in career catches. This year, he was a backup in Tennessee. The World Series resumes tomorrow night with Game 6 in Cleveland.